Clemson did a great job. I feel like that's what they do. They prepare you as young men and professional athletes. It's a lot of things to do with, like, technique-wise I have to work on, you know, because the offensive linemen are more fundamentally sound. But as far as that, you know, the transition was great, you know. Just as far as, you know, Clemson, the culture is grind, you know, it's the same here. So, you know, we just grind it away, getting better.
How much are you learning from J.J. White?
A lot, you know. That's why I love it. The guys are always willing, you know, to give me some advice, you know, when I'm doing something wrong, you know, J.J., would definitely correct something, or, you know, even if I did something right and I was on the play, something else I could have did to help me react faster. And, you know, Clowney, you know, he always challenged me just to go get it, get after the ball and effort, you know. So it's great to have those guys, you know, mentoring me, you know, helping me become a better pro.
Kind of give you extra grief and maybe hesitate on some advice today. Mm-hmm. You see Clemson rival?
I don't think so. I'm a national champion, so I don't really think he can say too much, but we get after it sometimes, you know. Something might come up, and he didn't lose to Clemson, so, you know, he got that over us. But we all know who the better team is.
Carlos, you sensed the orange that was in the stands, and how comforting was that
to hear that? Oh, you know, that's why I love Clemson. You know, they always support us. It was crazy, you know. It felt like a home game at Clemson, you know. But, you know, it just made it really special, you know, to play back in front of the home crowd again.